Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning! Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. There is no way this is going to be a bad show when you start with Rick Astley. There is no way. It is impossible, Jen Tui. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards. Can I tell you, I got Rickrolled recently with that song, as people many people do. I walked into my brother's house. My nephew had a QR code hanging on the door, and he said, "Hey, Aunt Jen, click this, and it'll connect you to our Wi-Fi." And you know what I did? You know when you do a QR code? I clicked it, and it Rickrolled me. It took me right to the Never Gonna Give You Up Rick Astley video.
That's great.
That little kid is smart.
That's great.
I
don't care if that's over
Wi-Fi.
A decade old. That doesn't get old. It does not. That's great.
It is great. First time he's, 8 years old, Rickrolling me.
On the way, Brown's beard is in full effect. Also, bed bugs in the area, that is in full effect. Also, there is a game I lost today, and it's really annoying when it happens. I never really thought about this. Every morning on my way into work, I play a game. I never really thought about this until today.
I can't believe it.
I play a game on the way to work every day, specifically almost exactly at 5 o'clock in the morning. And today I was the big loser. That'll be coming up after this. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. The game continues.
One guess a day. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. Who is he?
You kick off the show, EMCs. By the way, good morning to you. I didn't say good morning to you. That was rude. I apologize. So which one of you is going to give us the guess today? We can't wait to hear from you. What is your guess? Tell us it, and we will reveal it next. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
We would love your guess for dead guy in an envelope. He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope, which is in the Star 102 studio.
Okay, I'm throwing it back on this one. Abe Lincoln.
Oh, good throwback, Abe Lincoln. It's not him, though.
Oh, not Abe Lincoln. We appreciate it, though. Thank you so much. A game I play every day. I really didn't think about that until this morning. That's next on Star 102. Do you ever stop somewhere pre-work? Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Or do you just, like, for a coffee?
Very rarely. Okay. Very rarely. But occasionally.
It's always part of my routine on the way in. So I live in Mentor. We're at the Halley Building, which is downtown. It's in the Playhouse District area, Playhouse Square District area, if you're not sure where the Halley Building is at. It used to be former Halley store, and they had all sorts of, they used to have a food court downstairs, from what I was told. I don't know. I don't remember that. But, massive building, massive stores. There's apartments in here now. And so this is where we broadcast live. The only reason I mention that is I have a sliver of time to grab a coffee. I don't brew it at home. To be perfectly honest, I just can't find a K-cup that I like. It's really annoying.
Really?
I set a coffee pot
the night before, like an actual. It's like I haven't had a machine. Like, just have your coffee brewed.
Maybe it's just the routine. I don't know.
I feel like you like it, and you like a nice early morning conversation with a human.
I like people.
You like, you do.
Some people just don't like people. I do like people.
Yeah, and you enjoy it.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. I guess I like the journey. So I have to be there at 5 o'clock because I have a sliver of time. I get her earlier than anybody because I'm writing questions. I'm setting things up. I have things to do. I'm writing the Trump 2 week questions. I'm getting here early. I have to get here early to get this thing done. And that's just the way that I want to get here. So at 5 o'clock, there are three options. There is either McDonald's, there is Starbucks, or a little bit after 5 o'clock, because if it's more of a drive-in, is in Willoughby, there is a Dunkin', which I've talked about before, has like the infinity loop weirdo drive-through that you have to go around and back through and around the river and around the side and through Lake Erie and down through Willowick, and you drive. Anybody that knows that that is a very unique drive-through.
And you have to go out of your way to get to that one.
Yeah, you go,
so
have
you
to
need
go
like
up
an
91
extra...
and I have to go over you. Yeah, so it is out of the way. But I mean, if I leave early enough, I can hit that if it's very quick and then still make it in. The game that I play, and I take Starbucks out of it because Starbucks is always ready. I can go on my app and get my PSL or whatever I get ahead. They're out of the conversation. But I never know if McDonald's or Dunkin' is ready at 5 o'clock.
Do you order through your app?
No, I wouldn't even dare because I don't think that. I went there this morning and it was 5:01 to McDonald's specifically. I apologize. We're not currently open at this time. I was like, lights are on. Lights are on. Lights are on. Arches are golden. Arches are golden.
Oh, so they were not ready.
I can't stop anywhere else. It's a one-off. I've had it happen.
So you have no coffee?
I had to go down to JJ's.
Oh. So you don't have your regular... And Stevie gave you a coffee suggestion yesterday. I was wondering if you tried it.
I know. I had that ready to roll.
Wow.
I was just running just like a little bit. I didn't leave early enough for Dunkin' to combine the... butter
this
pecan
is,
and
this
and
concerns
pumpkin.
Me that it's going to throw your day off.
I was just wondering if that's just me that runs into that type of thing, or if anybody else runs into that type of thing when you try to hit that right in the morning. I don't know. That's a game I play. I lost today. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Good morning to you.
Good morning. I just wanted to give you a coffee suggestion from Dunkin'.
Please do.
Okay, so the butter pecan and the unflavored blueberry, or the unsweetened blueberry.
Wow, that sounds like a unique combination. I'm going to have to try that.
Did you try that by accident, or did you think, you know what, I'm going to combine these two, and it turned out to be delicious?
Someone at work told me about it. I'm currently drinking it right now. It is so good.
Does one or other of the flavors come through more? Have you heard about this, Stevie?
Yes,
come in.
So good.
Cole, come in. I was going to say,
Stevie's
Stevie is the best. I get my coffee suggestions from her. So does like the blueberry come through more, or what, or...
No, I think it's the butter pecan more.
Yeah, it's like it's unsweetened.
It's just like a hint of blueberry.
Oh, no way.
Now you're talking.
Well, it is so good.
If I'm late for work tomorrow, is it because I'm waiting in line at Dunkin' trying to get my new coffee drink? I love that.
My Dunkin's always reliable.
This needs to be an early morning like coffee suggestion after Dead Guy in the Envelope, little area for our EMCs. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
Have you ever heard of the haircut theory?
No.
It can refer to just, you know, the technical principle of how to cut your hair, but there is also a social media trend/theory that they're calling the haircut theory that went viral, and we're going to talk about it.
Is this going to tell us if we have, like, the right haircut for our face or something?
Well, it's going to tell you to find it, but it doesn't tell you how.
So. Oh, boy.
It, but not how. Haircut theory, 3 minutes away. Star 102.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There is a social media trend called the haircut theory that suggests changing one's hairstyle can dramatically affect self-perception, with the idea of finding a signature haircut that perfectly matches one's aura, face shape, and personality is essential. So social media users are saying to use this to your advantage and find the perfect haircut for you. It started by a TikTok video posted by Liv Frankel saying the haircut theory explains that we all have one haircut that perfectly fits our aura and face shape, and you need to find it. Now, they never said how to find it. Basically,
okay, that's
trial
a problem.
And error. Like, once you have it, you know you have it.
And how do you know? Is it just a vibe?
You just know. Like, yeah. Like
you just
aura,
know.
You just feel confident. You know, things start falling in place. And they did give examples. So... here's some examples. Hailey Bieber's bob embodies her persona so well that it looks like she's had it her entire life. Now, that is haircut theory. Not many people in the comments agree, saying things like, as far as I'm concerned, Zooey Deschanel, Dakota Johnson, and Taylor Swift were born with bangs. That's haircut theory, see?
I agree with everything you just said.
You just have to find it.
And that bob is perfect on Hailey Bieber. And those three do need to have bangs. And Zooey Deschanel particularly, when you see her without bangs, there's only been a handful of times when there's been a photo like that, something is wrong.
The aura is off.
It's off.
See?
It's
that's
wrong.
That's the haircut theory. Now, no one told her that that's what the hairstyle she needed. She just did it one day, and it clicked. So you just got to... Like, if you try out the bob, it could work. It could not.
I'm going to go no on the bob.
Well, you should try it.
No. I don't think
Stevie and I do
bob.
It. Let's Stevie and I do it. Or bring a salon.
Do a bob?
What is the haircut? Do you think you have the perfect haircut?
Who, me?
Yeah. Like, do you feel confident
feel
in your
like,
cut?
I like my cut. It's been the same
like too,
cut for
right?
a long time.
Yeah.
It's just been, now it's making me think, do I need to... Listen, trial and error with haircut is very risky.
Oh, big time.
That's
what hats are for.
I know they say hair grows back and everything, but it takes a while. Mm-hmm. That is not...
Stevie had a new haircut. She did that relatively recently.
Yeah,
I think it looks good on her.
I get a new haircut, I don't like it. I've never liked my hair.
See, so you haven't found your the haircut theory.
No.
This is making me think of other videos about the bob on TikTok that I want to share because people are hilarious.
We'll get to that next. Absolutely. All right. Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. What are we talking about? Haircut theory.
Haircut theory.
And I was mentioning, because Stevie said how does the haircut theory work?
You basically just need to find the haircut that fits for you and it'll bring the aura back to your life.
And you mentioned Hailey Bieber and her bob.
Yes.
I hope I can translate this on air correctly, because when Hailey Bieber got her bob, I can't even remember if it was Hailey Bieber or just some cute girl on TikTok that was like showing off her new bob haircut. And there are some women that really pull that off well. She is one of them. And I remember watching a video on TikTok of like, you know, the beginning of the video shows, you know, Hailey Bieber and her adorable bob, and she's like showing it off. And this woman cuts in, an older woman, probably, you know, around mine and your age, Tim, looking at the camera going, don't do it. Don't you even do it. She is young and cute and it looks good on her face. It is not going to look like that on you. And you are not going to blow dry it like that. You're not going to get it as straight and sleek as she is. Don't do
it.
It
looks effortless, but I'm sure there's a ton of effort to get the bob to bob, right?
Right.
And I feel like because of that, bobs became very trendy and people were regretting it. A lot of videos I saw people saying they
bob
want
regret.
Their long hair back.
Right. Bob regret. Because it as simple as a bob looks, it is not that simple to style.
Do you have bob regret? 216-343-1021. Or maybe you do it and it ended up being the cutest, best thing ever. I mean, that's the case too, because that would be a transformation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's 54 degrees in Olmsted Township. That's our star city. These are the three things you need to know today. Guardians won for the 10th time in 11 games. They beat Detroit 7-5 with 4 extra base hits in the 10th inning. They're going to play them again tonight at 6:40. Remember LimeWire, the old file sharing site where you definitely didn't illegally download music? Turns out still around. It's now an NFT platform, and it just bought the naming rights to the Fyre Festival. Paid $245,000. The original owner, Billy McFarland, wasn't happy, calling the price, quote, so low. If you've updated your iPhone this week, you might have noticed your battery is draining faster than usual. Apple rolled out iOS 26 on Monday. They say the battery hit is temporary. Your phone just needs a few days to finish running updates in the background. Then it will return to normal. I'm also reading this for the first time. They say you're supposed to only charge your battery to 80% if you want to keep your battery healthy long term, which is not great, as I plug it in and charge it fully overnight.
Nobody's
every
doing
night.
That. Who did anybody hear that in their entire life?
How would
your phone battery, when you first get your battery, they tell you to charge it to 100%, don't they? Or am I wrong?
How do you stop it at
80? Verizon friends.
Do you have to watch your phone and be like, oh, 80% unplugged?
Is there a setting that allows you to just charge it to 80%? Maybe there is. I've been 100% for
every day.
How many years did you try to have a cell phone?
Every day I charge to 100.
Anybody ever heard of that or execute that? I would love that to on your cell phone, on your cell phone.
Yes.
So I was thinking about something. It happens on occasion. Browns have played two games so far. Looked pretty good in both of them.
Really?
Hmm.
Okay.
The last day that I shaved my face, and I really thought about this, we posted a Tasty Tuesday video. Obviously, yesterday was a Tasty Tuesday. Mm-hmm. We tried these limited edition Kit Kat bars. You can check it out. Jen thought, I thought, not bad on the Kit Kat bars.
You kept going. You are all in.
I didn't think they were horrible. So the last day that I shaved my face was on September 7th. I just remember that because I was going on vacation the next day. I don't have some type of shave calendar.
Right.
I just
but know. This one was specific.
Yes.
And real quick, because that's a while ago. We're at the 17th now. So you're
10 days.
You're a 10-day beard. How often do you typically shave?
Every 5 or 6 days.
Every five. You have a very thick facial hair.
I do.
Right.
That I do. So it has been 10 days. And by the way, September 7th was the first Browns game. So, which once again, I shaved before that game. So now I have an idea. I just have an idea. Moving forward. Facial hair and Browns games. How they can kind of come together.
Is it a good idea?
Well, I want to run it past you. Not all ideas are good ones. Maybe this one is. How about the idea of a Browns beard? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
What is a Browns beard?
So the last time I shaved was the morning of September 7th. The Browns lost on September 7th. The Browns lost against the Ravens on September 14th. Today is September 17th. I will just continue on with this beard until the Browns win their first game. That will be the Browns beard.
You will keep growing your beard until there is a Browns win.
Yeah, which could be this could be this Sunday. I could be 4 days away. It could be
really?
The 21st. Take it on the Packers, Huntington Bank Field.
So let's say they don't win this Sunday.
That could happen as well.
That could happen as well. Who are you looking at their schedule right now? I was going to say, who do they play? When are they most likely to win? Like, what's the most likely winnable game? How many weeks out are we?
So we have the, and I'm going to answer that. We have the cameras on in studio.
I just want to show the beard
in full force now, 10 days in, and it is a thick beard. So.
I was going to say, I would guess other men would have beard envy when looking at your beard. That's how, like, thick and full your beard is.
So the steps I should have thought through was, let's look at the schedule first, and then maybe mention the Browns beard second. Mm-hmm. So I mentioned the Browns beard first, and then I just now began looking at the schedule.
Okay.
So Packers come to town, Green Bay Packers. Now, once again, anything can happen in these games, and we know that. We understand that. I've been a Browns fan since I've been a kid. But the Packers
are playing
very good football.
Mm-hmm.
And then we travel to Detroit to take on the Lions.
And
they're also a good team.
Okay.
But, you know, they've played here and there. They had a good week last week, first week.
So maybe. So you're like 2 weeks out at least.
Vikings, they're a good team.
Okay.
Their quarterback,
that's
he's hurt.
Weeks.
And they got a backup. I don't know how they're going to be. Steelers.
Oh, boy. Are they good this year?
Their defense is horrible. I don't know what's going on with their defense.
So maybe it's that. So that's what, 4 weeks away?
Dolphins stink.
This is a bad idea.
I don't know, but I'm just going to keep it going until they win a game. So if they win next week, I shave. If it goes 9 weeks, I got a 9 week beard.
Are we going to see a visual of the shave? We're not even there yet. I don't even know what's going to happen. How long is that beard going to be?
I don't know. I mean, this could be easy and it's 4 days and it's done. It could be an hour to be done.
I do want to tell you though, because I was concerned for your beard health, I wanted to see if there are any disadvantages to growing a beard for that long, because you don't typically, did you shave like every 5 or 6 days, something like that?
I do, because it gets itchy.
It gets itchy.
I've wanted to grow a beard before, but it gets itchy. I can't.
So there are several disadvantages of growing a long beard.
See, something else I should have Googled.
And I was just going to say, you definitely didn't think of one of them. Oh. I know that for sure, but I would like to review these with you to make sure you know what you're getting into.
All right. You can DM us, by the way. Brown's beard, good idea, bad idea. Jen and Tim Show, we'll read those comments next in the beard dangers.
Beard dangers. Dangers of the beard.
Dangers of the beard. Brown's beard. I'm not shaving until they win. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites.
I don't know that you've thought this through here. So there are some disadvantages to a long beard. And
by the way, my wife's hearing about this the first time.
Right now?
Yep.
You didn't tell her this?
Bad idea. I hate beards. What if they go 0-17? They won't.
Oh my God, Tim. Here are the disadvantages of a long beard. Have you thought this through? Extra time and products required for maintenance. Do you have the extra time and products for maintenance?
No, okay. I've never had a beard. I let go this is like 5 days and I'm done.
All right. There is a potential for unhygienic conditions if you don't keep it clean. You could get skin issues like dryness or breakouts under the beard. Have you thought that through? Do you have the proper beard maintenance product?
Like what?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't look that up.
What's a beard maintenance product? Like a beard oil?
Yeah, there's like beard oil. And like, are you going to trim the beard and stuff? Here's the other thing. And I know you didn't think of this. When searching beard disadvantages, there is a risk of encountering hazards, Tim, such as getting caught in machinery or flammables.
Oh, my God.
Did you think that through?
No, I didn't think it through.
Are you going to be near any machinery that could catch the beard and just pull your face right into it?
How long do you think this beard's going to get that I'm going to get stuck in machinery?
Listen, I'm not going to lie to you.
I have faith in my team.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Take it to the Packers on Sunday.
It's going to grow. What about flammables? You better not go near candles. You could catch your face on fire.
You know what? Why did I bring this up? Dave's calling. He wants to blast me. I don't even know.
I don't know if this is your best idea ever.
Well, we're going to see. We will see. They'll probably win in 4 days anyway, and this is a moot point.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll get to this call. That's coming up next. Not shaving till the Browns win. It's a Browns beard. Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites.
How many weeks do you think it'll be realistically?
4 days. Done. Win. Over.
That's false.
All right. Dave, go right ahead, buddy.
One question for you, Tim.
Yep.
Yeah, you're not going to shave until the Browns win.
Right, which could be in 4 days.
And it could be well into next year.
Oh, my gosh.
You're so negative.
Christmas?
They're going to win a game this year. They've never lost every single game in a season.
They had that 0-16.
Besides that.
Remember the parade?
Besides that. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Good morning to you. It's the Jen and Tim Show. How do we get onto and also remain on the top 10 bed bugs list every year?
Remember, we've heard stories where there was a local school that had to cancel classes for a couple of days because a kid showed up and like a bed bug was on his backpack or something. So then they have to like melt down the classroom because don't they get rid of them with heat or something? But I agree with you. My question is, why do we keep ending up on this list every year? If we know we're on the list and there's a lot of bed bugs here and they're getting calls to eliminate the bed bugs, apparently you're not eliminating them.
Two things. So if you had bed bugs, how did they get rid of them? And the second part of that question is, do you lay back down that mattress after they're gone?
No, I feel like I couldn't.
They're gone. Could you? They're gone.
No.
They're gone.
How do you know?
Or consent sower, whoever the
what if there's like
is?
Remnant bed bug excretion?
Like, what do you from the bed?
What well, they have to go to the bathroom somewhere. Like, how do you clean that up?
I need just one person to call and tell us. I'm just curious about it.
I'm buying a new mattress.
I mean, we're a top 10 city. There has to be somebody listening that's
somebody
had to
has
battle
to.
The bed bugs. Excretion goes on our list. I do not want that word. Battle of the bed bugs. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good. We're going to leave you anonymous. Star 102, good morning. How are you?
I have never personally had bed bugs. However, they are so tiny when they first start out. Like, I mean, they're like so, so tiny. And they're about the color of your fingernail. So they're very hard to spot. Now, if you have you have a mattress cover, then you can change the mattress cover.
What do you mean when they start out? What do they feed on that makes them get bigger?
Oh, no.
Blood.
Ew!
You asked.
Is it
you,
blood?
You had that coming.
For real?
Yeah. Yeah, like they bite you. So when they hatch, they are very, I mean, they are so tiny. The one apartment that I was checking, I mean, if I didn't have such good eyesight, I would have missed it.
Every time I learn more about this. No, I'm not. It's worse every time we talk about this.
Battle of the bed bugs on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. How did we get into this topic for anybody just joining us, by the way?
Well, Cleveland is again in the top 10 list of most bed bugs and mosquitoes.
Star 102, good morning. We'll leave you anonymous. You are on the air. How are you? Good morning.
My daughter's friend had them really bad, and she brought the girlfriend home, and they, like, scattered in my couch. So my little boy kept getting bites on him, and we thought it was maybe mosquitoes or him being out in the grass at the time because he was 9 months old, and here it was the couch.
Oh, my gosh.
I put the baby on the couch. He was getting bitten. And I had come home from work one night, and I laid on the couch, and they were like roaches. As soon as I turned the lights off, they come out like soldier boys. So at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm in my home with a chainsaw cutting the couch in half to get it out. Because at the time, I lived in a colonial house. It was small, but I had a lot of new stuff. And it's very hard to get rid of them. And just living in a colonial house from top to bottom, it cost me almost $3,500.
I feel so bad for people that have dealt with this. Well, the thing is, you can take all the precautions you want in your home, but like she just said, you have another kid come to your house. They don't know. I hear that story, and she talks about her little girl's friend coming over. How many bed bugs was she carrying on her body that jumped onto their couch?
This call's even worse.
No. Yeah, impossible.
All right, I think we're gonna end with this one. All right, good morning.
Good morning. They hop from one person to another. They're really disgusting. They suck your blood, and that's how they grow bigger. You get a red spot that looks like a little blood spot. It's really disgusting. I mean, my daughter was covered in completely, like, her whole body.
How did you figure out the red dots were bed bugs?
Because they sleep in your mattress. They like heat. So when you're sleeping, they're underneath you.
If there's enough of them, they will actually carry you
off
of the mattress into the living area.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.